Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm out here with the dogs, just taking them for a walk out in the countryside in Derbyshire. It's a beautiful day. Not perfect blue sky, but it's not raining, and that's a good day for us. I wanted to talk a little bit about comparison today. So this is in part a little video for myself, as we're always doing videos for ourselves just to remind us and keep us on track. So Jim in our community sent me an email the other day. Thanks, Jim. And in the email he said, your videos, yours and Steve's videos, I love the videos, but if there was one bit of feedback I could give, it would be that Steve is very concise and you're a bit verbose. And it's very easy for me to go into, you know, defensive mode and justifying and all the reasons why that could be. Or in comparison mode, right? And all the different things, reasons as to why Steve is more concise or isn't more concise, and basically beat myself up with regards to, you know, the quality of difference between our videos. The other way I can use comparison, which is what I want to give you today, is that actually comparison can be a really useful thing. Most of us don't use it in that way. You know, in a relationship especially, something's going on, something's struggling, we have an argument, or there's some critical feedback coming in our direction, and off we go into, you know, why can't my relationship be like this? Why can't she be different? You know, why can't we have more intimacy, etc., etc., etc.? We'll go straight off into comparing, most of the time, with a completely fictitious version of our lives, of ourselves, of our relationship, either comparing it with somebody else or some other person's experience, or we'll be comparing it with a version of our experience which we wish we had or that we thought we might have. You know, fabricated essentially, and we'll beat ourselves up, and then we'll treat the other person or the other people like crap because we're now feeling shitty about ourselves. So the other way of using comparison is there's always something to learn, there's always something useful. So, you know, when Jim emails me and says your video is not as concise as Steve's, is a bit more verbose, I can look at that and go, what can I learn from that? You know, rather than comparing myself in a negative way, I can compare myself and look at how things can be different, how things can be improved. But a key piece, I think, with comparison is not how can I do things better, but it's who do I need to be? So what adjustment, what do I need to take from that little bit of comparison that I've done and use it as fire, use it as fuel for my growth, right? For how I can get better, for how I can feel happier, for how I can be more driven, you know, for things that I can learn. So thank you, Jim, because yes, I agree, Steve is wonderful at being concise, and I can be more concise. And so hopefully this video is a little bit more concise. What I wanted you to get from today is that whenever we feel some kind of upset in our body, a lot of the time that tightness, that tension is telling you something, and it's telling you that you've gone into comparison, that you've gone into self-criticism, and that actually you can use that tension, that difficult feeling, that upset in a positive way if you can just step back a little bit from the thinking and observe it and say, okay, what am I thinking about this? What if there was something useful and beneficial, something I could learn and grow from this process, rather than it just being something that I used to beat myself up and make myself feel crap. Okay, that's all I've got for you today. Thanks, guys. Take it easy. See you soon. Bye.